Dear Almighty God, we thank you once again this afternoon. We worship you, Lord. We adore you for this privilege and this honor again that you are giving us to gather at your feet after the blessings wherewith you blessed us in the Sunday school, in the morning service, oh God. Thank you for the time of rest that we had. Thank you for physical food that you provided for us to eat to nourish our physical bodies. Father, we are here again for the last dose of the day. Just as your disciple pray and desire, we say the same, Lord, evermore feed us with your word, Lord. We are not tired of hearing your word because we know that is the only thing that can transform us to your very image. We pray once again, eternal Father, as we listen to your word, Lord, may you work out your righteousness in our life, O God. Make us that which you want us to be. That's the essence why we come to church. We don't want to be anything short of what you expect, O God. Help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless the reading of your word. Bless the hearing of the same. We pray for souls once again, Father, that are connected to this service this evening, Lord. We pray, Father, the same blessings you give us here, Lord, may you give them in the name of Jesus Christ. We remember your servants all across the globe, O Father, that will also stand behind the separate desk, and your people, churches that have second service like this, may you bless their gathering, O God. One word from you, as your prophet will say, is enough, O God. May you inspire your word in our heart, O God. May it be mixed with faith, eternal Father. Thank you, blessed Lord. At the end of the service today, Lord, may we have cause to thank you. May we have cause to look back and say, indeed, we're happy being in your presence. Blessed be your name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you. And you're welcome to church once again. Let's turn our Bible to the book of Genesis without wasting time. Go straight to the word. Genesis chapter 13, we read from verse 5. try to wait because of those of us that don't come with our physical Bible. Amen. It's good to come to church with Bible. Amen. You can also depend on this one, but it's good to come to church with Bible. If you don't have one, go and buy it. You can buy clothes, you can buy shoes. Permit me, if you don't have one, try and buy Bible. Genesis chapter 13, verse 5, he said, and Lot also, which went from Abram, had flocks and herds and tents, and the land was not able to bear them. That's the nature of man. That they might dwell together, for their substance was great. This one has his own, this one has his own. So that they would not dwell together. Verse 7, he said, and there was a strife between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelt then in the land. And Abram said to Lot, because being a believer, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my headmen and the headmen, for we be brethren. So brethren don't fight. Can we say amen? Brethren don't fight. If you see that you are not going together, separate. Don't fight. Don't fight one another. You mustn't dwell together at all times. If you see the thing is not going well, you are doing business with somebody, or on you, or no around one, separate. Don't deceive yourself. No, we go talk out the way me, I will say the way they be. If they do business with somebody, sorry, just bear with me. You are doing business with somebody, see it's not going, quit. Why fight one another? Why deceive ourselves? And we say we be Christian. Abraham said to Lord, let there be no strife as it again. I pray thee between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and the herdsmen, for we be brethren. Verse 9. It's not the whole land before thee. Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. You can please be seated while we continue our reading. Verse 11. He said, then Lord chose him all the plains of Jordan, and Lord journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lord was separated from him, lift up now thy eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered, which is not possible. Arise, walk through the land, in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abraham removed his tent, came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. May the Lord Jesus bless the reading and hearing of that portion of his word in our heart in Jesus' name. We thank God once again for another opportunity to be in church. Amen. You love the Lord? Are you sure? You love him? Even when he doesn't answer your prayer the way you think he should, you love him? Oh yes, we've got no reason than to love him. You know God is sovereign, you know. Just permit me, let me say this. Sometimes we might be praying in a particular direction and say, God, I want you to answer this prayer for me like this, like this. And God will choose to go this other way. He's sovereign. And because of that, carnal people think that God doesn't answer prayer. He answers prayer. Do you believe that? I think the prophet said, God answers prayer. And I believe God answers prayer. But he went further, he told us, he said, does he answer it the way we expect? Not all the time. Not that. It doesn't happen like that. Because he's sovereign. He knows what is best. Being that he is what? Infinite. Just as we had, you know, in the Sunday school. He knows the end from the beginning. So, when we recognize that, we accept that God, your choice is the best. Amen. We continue with our test. God's word is calling us for a total separation from unbelief. And we use Father Abraham as our example, a character. Just as we said on Wednesday, Abraham said, the day that, you know, just as we read the account, Genesis, the men of those times, they were very wicked. Wicked people. Until you look at how, you know, Genesis describes it, verse 30. It said they were wicked and what? Evil. Which we say it is not different from this day that we are living in. I don't know if it was the associate pastor that was, yeah, I think it was the associate pastor that was talking. You see this day that we live in? People don't even value life of fellow human being. They just carry human being and butcher. I was reading one yesterday of a man that traveled to the east and want to go and bury his loved one. And because, you know, maybe the place around their house there was not very comfortable for him, so he chose to stay in a hotel. And he didn't even live to see the burial he came for. That very night he came to the hotel was when they executed him. So his loved ones were looking for him. The wife that he left back behind in the city, maybe in Lagos, was calling him, couldn't reach him, calling the family member, I've tried him, I can't see him. They said, we didn't see him in the burial, we thought he didn't come. He said he left. Wicked world that we live in, you know. No wonder the Bible told us the heart of man is desperately evil, wicked, who can know? So people just view those things as a covering. Not very far from us here, we also had one very great institution. I think they are still on the case. The man too is guilty of the same crime. His hotel there in Osun State, same thing. I mean, that's the world that we live in, you know. May God have mercy. And you check, you ask yourself the question, what are these people looking for? Sticking naira. Yeah, I mean, what are they looking for? That's it now. Sticking money. Money that you will leave here. You know, it's because the people, they don't have revelation. Let me just put it that way. They think that their life is in their hand. They know the number of their days. That's why it makes me to ponder sometimes when I see so-called Christians, I don't want to use the word believers. When I see so-called Christians sometimes behave in that same manner, you think that your life is in your hand. You think that your day in your hand. And we just, you know, misbehave. May God have mercy upon us. You behave so unkind to your fellow brother, and there's nothing that checks you in your heart. You are so cruel. You are so wicked. I'm not saying something story. So, I mean, when I'm talking, I'm saying something that I know. People are so wicked in this day that we live in. Just as we had in the morning, three kinds. So we are not surprised. When we see some of those attitudes in the church, we are not surprised. Is it that the Christian will not make mistake? No, sir. He will make mistake, but when he realizes he has made mistake, he's being called to it, bro. This is a mistake. You will see their attitude, you know. But the non-Christian that is claiming they are Christian,
You call them, they will argue. Like Baba said, they are like this God bless you, sir. He don't know his father. They don't carry their head up like that. I go on to tell me something I don't know. Who are you? That's when you begin to hear all manner of language. May God have mercy upon us. God's word is calling us what? For a total separation from unbelief. Abraham, in one of the messages, I think, Abraham and his seed, Abraham said, when God calls you to be a Christian, to be his son and daughter, it's a call of separation. Amen. I think 2 Corinthians also told us, it said what? Come out and what? Be ye separate. Is that correct? Separate yourself from the world. Separate yourself from worldly associates. I don't know. Sometimes we find it difficult. We want to stay one leg inside God and one leg in the world. It's not possible. Do you hear that? It's not possible. You cannot serve God and serve Satan. You have got to choose one. If it's God you want to serve, better serve God. If it's Satan you want to serve, better serve Satan where I know that you are serving Satan. Don't smoke and come to church. When I mean, don't smoke as a sinner man outside and you come to church, you behave like a brother. You enjoy all the pleasures of sin, lust of the flesh, and you come to church as a brother. You are not a Christian, though. Oh, yes. May God help us. God's word is calling us for total separation. Of course, you can't be a Christian and you have a sinner that smokes as your friend. Is that correct? Sooner or later, you become a smoker. A drunkard is your friend. Sooner or later, you will become one. It's just like somebody was saying. He said, it's because you people have not experienced what we used to experience. And I look, what do you experience? He said, if you are in the place we used to, where have you been that we have not been? I mean, all these old men that you see here, they pass through the same stage that we pass through. Amen. Is it women? They had it in their time. Is it this loss and push to have money? They have it in their time. Is it this push that they don't look at many of our mamas there? Sometimes if I look at, sorry, Pastor. If I look at Pastor's wife, I say, actually, very beautiful woman. My wife is pretty. Don't misunderstand what I say. Unless I forget, Happy Mother's Day to every one of you. Happy Mother's Day, SH. I forgot. I was greeting them, you know. But what am I trying to say? Look at every one of them. In their time, they would have been very... She sees. I mean, and every of her mama... I'm just speaking Pastor's wife. But I look at Pastor. Just think of him around 25, 30 years. Picture how he will look like there. Very fresh and so man. You know? But they chose. Look at Rosam. They chose. Very, even Baba, if Baba will give you his picture when he was 25, maybe you will see a very, not this picture now. Because for him to meet Mama that time, of course, I know if he was ragged, Mama would not say yes. Yeah. But you see, they did it at their time, they had things that were so worldly. I think we got the picture I'm trying to say. But they didn't choose. He didn't choose that he looked for those girls that used to wear those kind of high shoe and, you know, whatever fashion they had in their time. Of course, our papas, their wives here, they didn't choose boys that have those big baggy trousers and walk as if they got some waist on their, you know, bumbum. That kind of a thing like you see boys doing today. Until you see a boy is trying to show his boxers, dirty boxers. Who do you want to show? I know we are laughing, but these things are real. And that's what some of our girls are going for. He said, I just love the boy, sister. Are you a sister? Yeah, I just love him. The one that is showing you his boxers? I doubt what is in that sister also, you know? He said, you know, bro, just say his boxers is so clean. So it shows what is in you. Just think of it. How will that man raise your child? Have you ever thought of it? How will that man raise your child? That is why we're having a lot of broken homes today. Like I said, we have those things in the message. People that claim they are Christian, but they are not. They come to church, they pray, hey, sister, it smells nice. It is beyond perfume. Perfume will be waiting to be married. It will smell like it will beat you. If God will help you. So it is beyond that. God's word is calling you separate from those nonsense. If you see where the dream is, BS, brother Joseph. That's not what we are talking about. When responsibility is that man, what is in him will come out. So like we are saying, our men, our old, you know, papas before, they've had their time. But why didn't they choose, of course, to be in that category? Perhaps if they have chose, pastor would have been, and the rest of, you know, the minister, they would be in Bilonia's club. Like they have in Jericho there, where they sit down and they drink beer, sociable drink, you know, those kind of a thing. And they say they are big men of the town. We are the one that control it, but the nonsense and rubbish. They form an association, you know, and they feel, if you talk among, you say, who are the rainy people? Now we, Paula, I mean, you don't need those things. Because those things will end somewhere. All the money that Abiola amassed, where is it today? Obasanjo, thank God for his life. 80 something years. If it please God, one of these days to call him, everything that he leave, he's gone. If God help you, if Tobago, he should have 20 cars, I mean 200, they will not bury inside one. Because it's foolishness. If he die, will they bury him with car? It is just one cloth. And as we were reminded a few days, as actually the pastor said, it might not even be the one you like, because you are not there to choose for yourself. May God help us. So God's word is calling us to separate. Young people, all those nonsense that you are drinking, both within and without, you can still play the record. All those nonsense things you people mix, all in the name of, I want to feel among. You better quit it. God's word is calling us for what? Total separation. Because of, I almost want to say BlackBerry. In my time, it was BlackBerry. And I stand there. I know I will not lie. I was also pushed by the pressure that time. I told a lie to my dad, which I feel very bad always about it, you know. Because why? I was with wrong friends. Yeah, do like this. Tell your father like this. He will give you the money. You said, go buy boat 5. I lied. I bought the boat 5. Where is the boat 5 today? I don't even know where it is. So like somebody was asking, bro, Joseph, what move you? Your phone? Is it phone? Is it this? And, you know, we're laughing a few days ago. Sherry, I said, well, there's nothing really in this life I think that fancy me. Is it car you want to talk about? If God gave me the best of the car, I can't go, but I don't use it to, I mean. That's some of the things our, you know, young people are, you want to get until you get, see, young girls. They waste their body because of material things. You want to buy iPhone 16 Pro Max, it will be outdated. There was a time iPhone 11 was the reigning one. Now we have got it to 16, Abby. It will be outdated. Why sell your body for iPhone 16? You got ID. Don't ID too. We know how all those things go. You say, oh, it's going to open a shop for me. The shop will be open for you. What are you selling there? Makeup. Do we believe makeup? You buy wig for me. Do we believe in all those things? Attachment, paint, and the rest of them? You need to separate. If they are doing it that way and they are making success, it doesn't mean you do that way and make a success. That's why I said the believer's way is different. Oh, but you said the way they are doing it, if they are doing it that way, I can't do it that way. You can't do it that way because you are a different person. But Bible says a Christian is a different person. That's why the kind of call that God gave us is that kind that Samson had. But Bible said that is why you women, you are not permitted to cut your hair. Because why? It's just like the call that Samson had. We was a Nazarite. was a Nazarite vow. You caught it, you lose your position. And that's why we scream and shout and do all those things. Don't cut your hair. Can we say amen? Don't fry it. Today they have all the machines. They draw the comb like this. What do you mean? What is, may God have mercy. Some of our bathroom are full of those things. I hope I'm not entering some places I should not enter. They want to buy glow cream. They want to buy aging, whatever. You enter a bathroom, it's full of cosmetics. Where you can load it? Amen. Where are we? They have the one to draw the air like this. Share. Are you not going to fry this thing? May God have mercy upon us. No wonder Baba said they spend so much on cosmetics that they even spend on food. Is that not? That's the day we are living in. When you tell those people, this money you used to do, use it to support the gospel. They say, ah, support gospel? Who gospel help? That is the language of the day. That's what they speak. May God have mercy. But God's word is calling us for what? A total separation. Are you saying we should not have friends, Brother Joseph? No, that's not what I'm saying. Have Christian friends. Amen. Oh, they laugh at me. They make fun of me. Ram said, if they say they will not be your friend, he said, let Jesus be your friend. Of course, Jesus is willing to be your friend. You believe that? Oh, sure. I don't know if they can help us get that message. Israel and the church, part 1, paragraph 42. There the prophet was saying, he said, after, you know, God has made a choice of you and he has elected you, the next that he's calling you for is a separation. That's the one, 5303:25. Just want to read something there. 5303:25, paragraph 42.
Yeah. Abraham said, you see, Abraham coming from Babylon with his father down into Sinai. You know, okay. Where the souls of many journey after the destroying of Babylon or the confusion taking place. Abraham's father, parent, brought Abraham and his loved ones down into Sinai. And all the land among those people, God found favor with one man. See, one man found favor with God, rather. Now, I want you to notice that is the beginning of Christianity. Are you there? Of the church. And I want you to notice, it wasn't because Abraham was a good man. Amen. Just pause a little bit, my brother. Just like some children, you know, that they always come and they play around, you know, with me in the car. And one of them was asking me, he said, why do we tell lies? You know, these children can ask questions. So my son was trying to answer. And I look, I said, it's because you were born in sin, shaping iniquity, you come to this world telling lies. He looked at me, I said, you cannot help it. You will stop telling lies when Holy Ghost comes inside you. He looked at me. If you try to argue it, you can't argue it. That's the truth. If you are trying, it is you doing it. When you quit telling lies is when the Holy Ghost comes inside you. You can be a good man, moral man, say, I won't lie, I won't do this. But I tell you, if you are put to a squeeze, you won't know when lie will come out. Because why? Adamic nature still dwells in you. But when Adamic nature is dead and Christ is born in you, you won't lie. Amen. So what are we saying? Abraham said, God didn't choose Abraham because he was a good man. Remember that? Remember, Abraham was an idol worshiper. It was because God elected Abraham. Are you there? And chose him. It wasn't Abraham choosing God. It was God choosing who? Abraham. Can you see it now? And now watch. Now, as it was then, so is it today. So it wasn't your father that chose God. It was God that chose your daddy. It wasn't your mommy that chose God. It was God that chose your mommy. That is why your mommy will not wear trousers. Are you there? That is why your mommy will not paint. Amen. That is why your daddy will not do unclean things. Amen. The same way they came, you also as children, you've got to come that way. Are you there? Oh yes. One time daddy used to tell lie. One time mommy used to tell lie. So you that are telling lie today, pray that God should help you. That same spirit that daddy has, that same spirit that mommy has, God gave me that spirit. Are you there now? It's the spirit of God. And we know that God cannot lie. Is that correct? Or can God lie, children? So the Holy Spirit in us is who? Holy Spirit in us is who? So when we have God in us, we will not lie. Is that correct? Amen. And now, this may be very strong. 44. Take it off, my brother. This may be very strong, and I want you to notice, immediately after our choice, it's what? Election. And next, it is separation from everything else as soon as it calls. And he lets call. Then when it calls, it separates you from everything that hangs onto you. That proves that that isn't a denomination. It isn't two or three people together. Are you there now? It isn't me and my wife. Just as we were saying last week, and I quoted Pastor, like Pastor used to say, if my wife is in the wrong, I'm God help her too. If I am in the wrong, and they call her, Kini iti opo eshe, is it true or right? He say it's right. She's a sinner like myself. If she's in the wrong, they call me. I say, this is your wife though. Is it wrong or right? I say it's right. I'm a sinner like her. Because I want to please her, I displease God. I rather please God than displease my wife. That's why the prophet sometimes make it hard. And may I say it again this evening? That perhaps you are caught in the wrong. Maybe as couples, husband to wife, wife to husband. Maybe you live an unclean life. You committed adultery, let me put it that way. And you know the way out. But you say, ah, Brother, my husband might put me out. Hey, Brother, my wife might put me out. Only some people shame. You choose one. It's either you confess it or you keep it and go to hell. It's strong, Abby, but we have to choose one. I tell you, we have to choose one. And not confessing your life, you cannot make heaven. Can we say amen? I'm not quoting Quran. With an unconfessing your life, you will never make heaven. So you better settle it here and make the person angry. Right? People might laugh at you. People might say, hey, it's for that. Now, so it be. But how does God see you? That's the most important thing. Ah, this sister, so now so should be. The main thing is, how does God see you? I'd rather be friend with God and be an enemy to the whole world. You hear what the prophet said there? After, you know, God has called you, you see, he elected you, he chose you. He said the next is what? Separation. You separate from everything that hangs on you. That proves that that isn't what? A denomination. It isn't two or three people together, a group thing. He expects everyone individual. Are you there? It is an individual affair with every person. Christianity is an individual affair. If my husband is not living right, you live right as a wife. Amen. If my wife is not living right, you live right as a husband. If my friend is not living right, you live right as a Christian. See, it isn't because my mother, you know, dear, is safe that I am safe. Or because my father is a pastor, I am safe. It's far away from that. Can we say amen? If I don't live the life that that man is preaching, and by God's grace, God has helped him to live, I will be a stark sinner. Are you there now? It's not because your mother that comes to this church that makes you a Christian. The same way that she come and accepted Christ, you have come to come that same way. Are you there? Now, it's because God chose me in Christ. I want you to see it, not you choosing yourself, not your choice. Are you there now? It is not even because of how much you know how to pray when you turn a new page. You had nothing to do with it. Are you there now? That is why Proverbs says, a Christian walk, it is not you doing it. It is God Just as Pastor used to quote the scripture, it is God working in you both to will and to what? To do of his good pleasure. Are you there? The Christian work is not something. Hey God, today let me say I will not tell her. You will tell her. I tell you, you will tell her. You would have told them before. Hey. But if it is God working in you, so you don't find those things there anymore. May God help us. See that? You mean that I didn't turn to the Lord? No, sir. You had no way at all of turning to the Lord. Your own nature, your own makeup, are you there now? Was against God. But he called you. Is that correct? It has always been that way. He called you. Then if God calls us, just as we're saying on Wednesday, if he calls us, there's supposed to be a difference between us and the unbelievers. Is that correct? Your unbeliever friend is playing football, like I say, on the phone. You don't have to buy PS5 or PS3 or PS4 game box and put it in your house. Technology has gone so far now. You can stay here, Barcelona and Chelsea, you play it on your phone. Before you know, you spend 5 hours. You waste your data. You waste your time. Your friend look at you. Pastor, you said they play this thing. It's already preaching to you. Change, you know. You that is supposed to preach to you, don't they tell you, Pastor, you said they play this thing. It's already a message. They look at what you claim. We're almost the same thing now. Oh, God, have mercy. You are here. You enter all those ungodly sites. Like I said, some person told me, he said, you are condemning Netflix. You are condemning TV. You condemn film. What you people look on Facebook, is it not film? I say, suit yourself. If you think that you are a sinner, and because everybody use Facebook, they are sinner, may God have mercy on you. May God have mercy on you. Not everybody will go to ungodly sites as you think. And may I admonish you young people, be careful of all those kind of sites that you go. All those nonsense, ungodly apps that Satan has inspired people today to create. You don't know somebody you are meeting for the first time on Snapchat, and you begin to show him your laps, show him your lower parts. You better repent. How do you know this thing? I did ever. When I work with people, I put my ear down because I got children too. Be careful of all those nonsense. Bingo, bongo, what did they call those devilish apps? You are here in Nigeria. You are chatting somebody in America. You don't know him. You have never seen him. You collect money. I just pray those things will not lead us to something very terrible. Put a quit. The reason why you go to those things is because of your association. If you have a Christian as your friend, they will not inspire you to do those things. And you sisters, and those of you that have decided to be a Christian, and they laugh at you, don't be discouraged. Can we say amen? Don't be discouraged. Of course, God must still have representatives. They say, yeah, Jesus, and you get so discouraged, they call you old school, Mama Jesus, S.U. Now you kid Jesus, say yes. They make fun of him. Say, hey, see that guy, see they go so. He don't get boyfriend though. What has he got to do? Does by having a boyfriend in their own terms, is that what make you, I mean? You know, they use some kind of language sometimes to make Christians feel bad. But that is Satan behind it. You need to recognize that, sister. The fact that you don't have a boyfriend, you will not die. It's a natural thing. When you come to the age of having a boyfriend, you will have. Let's put this thing straight. God will give you a good boy. But you see yourself, you have not reached that time and you are going for a boy, you better be mindful of what you are doing. Can a goat and a sheep walk together? It's impossible. A sheep that walks with a goat, the goat will lead him to slaughter. Goat is very smart. You don't know? Proverbs in this message told us when they want to kill sheep, what did they put ahead? Goat! That's a message to somebody. Be mindful of the kind of person you are following. As Pastor used to tell us here, you go with those ungodly friends. You say, I'm a virgin. They don't like your testimony. They will plan for you if you are not careful. And before you know, Your testimony is gone. Be careful what you are doing. Remember, God's word is calling for what? A total separation. So, talk. Where do we want to go there? Game, maybe we no play. Football, maybe we no play. Party, we can't go to party. Even to just have party in the school. We can't party. The party where you off the light. Is it a godly party? But the Bible says, come here. This is where I have my fun. You see, if I come to church, I shake. You are, don't think evil. Like some people say, I come to church, I dance. They will be looking at me somehow. You are the one thinking so. Pray God that God help you not to think that way. A son of God will not lust after God's daughter. Can I hear amen? Of course. If somebody is coming to this church and he's looking at a sister, he lost her, that's that sister, we need to pray for that brother. Sure. The house of God is a house of liberty, a house of freedom. You want to dance as a sister, dance unto the Lord. Except what you wear is not right. If you wear what is right, you yourself know you will dance very well. You feel at liberty. But you say, let me not dance, let somebody don't fall. That person doesn't know where he's standing. May God help us. God's word is calling us for total separation. It goes down to our dressing. You know that? As sisters, it goes down to our dressing. That's why Brother Bram said, oh, they say, this is what they sell in the market. Brother Bram said, but they still sell goods. Is that correct? They sell sewing machine. But many of us, we don't want that Christian style. It is the one that ungodly man and woman are designed and put in catalog. One paste here, see shop one. He said, hey, now this one may you do for me. Of course, that woman that is a tailor, he don't have Holy Ghost in her. It is whatever Satan inspired, he will now sew it tight for you. May God help us. Until some of our boys, they want to also wear the same thing. You see a boy, he wants to wear tight trousers. It's not good for your health. Let me encourage you. It's not good for your health. You wear tight. Are you a year? May God help us. That's why we are saying all kind of things in the church today. It's a spirit. It brings in gay. It brings in lesbianism. Before you know, they form an association. But separate yourself. Can we say amen? We know by the grace of God, no man is our example. For example, let me use pastor is our pastor. Amen. I mean, we have always been saying, I will quote it again. Go for it. Let me say, tomorrow, pastor four, which we say, go for it. Let me just use that. Then somebody say, when I was talking to pastor said this and said that. And so, if it can happen to pastor, it can happen to anybody. That is not the standard. I'm just trying to use, I'm not saying that pastor is, in, I'm just trying to pray because, I mean, when you talk to people sometimes, the kind of statement they make, that that pastor, so pastor, if he can do that, we are all human beings. We are not all the same. Remember what we read from this message. But the Bible says it's an individual affair in Israel and the church. Even if it is me, let me use myself. I am not your standard. You say, oh, bro, Joseph did like this and did like this, and perhaps God help him, so I can also do the same. Hey, better be careful. Don't make man your example. Your only example is God. If you are my friend, let me say it. If you are my friend and you see me in the wrong, you don't correct me, then you are not a true friend. You say, oh, I don't want you to feel bad. I don't want to hurt your feeling. You better hurt my feeling and let God be happy. Just like when the word of God comes sometimes and there are still some place we are still trying to patch up, like I don't know, I was saying somewhere. I said here, there was a time I was struggling with coming early to church. I still struggle, but at least God has helped me to some point. And I know it's wrong. I say it openly. I know it's wrong to come late to church. And preaching will go here and I get angry with the man. I don't have the Holy Ghost. Do you hear that? If you are in that category, you get annoyed when they pass that side. You don't have the Holy Ghost. It's hard, right? But it's the truth. You should find where I say, God, help me. God's word is calling for total separation. As a Christian, he wants us to be different. You are a Christian brother that handle instrument. You should do it differently as unto the Lord. We are not doing it to pastor. Remember? We are doing it to who? To God. The same way that the preachers, the song leader, every one of them prepare, that's the same way all of you must prepare. Amen. Then we will see a wonderful service. But when it is 8:30, that is when some of you are just jumping up for your bed. Hey, we will not have a church. Are you there, young people? The church open by 8. You come and say, now you go play drum. 8:30, you just come from your house. By 9, some service don't finish now. Then which time pastor will come? You see why I say this generation, God needs to help us. God be gracious. If God help me, they say tomorrow. And God give me the responsibility of a pastor. Pastor will come to church. 8:30. Oh my God, they're in one church. Is that not a shame of being a pastor? Let us talk to one another. So I'm driving it home to myself now. So you drive it home to yourself. You're a song leader. You're a deacon. Or whatever. But if I say God is looking for men, but now we are just all behaving somehow. He's calling us to separate. Leave those things. May God help us. When we should walk, let us walk honorably. When we should rest, rest honorably. And come to church. Come to church to serve God. When we come to church, we see all manner of things. No wonder some of us come to church. Sunday school, you are outside under that tree. I know I'm going to hurt some people feeling now. But the word of God, we've got to say it anyhow. Did you come to church or you come where? You suit yourself. Few days, I know they had to screen some of you. May God have mercy. It's not supposed to be. I mean, it's not supposed to be what I'm supposed to know. They say, I brought Joseph. You should know better now. I understand some people could be sick sometimes, you know. And you stay in your car, you want to eat your food, or you want to rest. Those things are okay. When the officers come to meet you, you explain to them, this is why I'm here. We understand those ones. That's not the group I'm talking to. But I'm talking to people that came to church. You spend your money, you spend your time, you came to church. You now go outside. Some of you, that's when you remember that, I'm supposed to buy something for food court. When service is going on. You remember say you won't go food court. Is that thing so urgent that you cannot wait till service finish? Oh, that's the time I remember. I'm supposed to make a call. God's word is calling us for what? A total separation. Some people don't even fear God. As we are preaching, one my telephone inside church. I'm telling you something I see. They will be pressing food like this. God is a merciful God, you know. He's a merciful God. If God should be like man, like I tell my children, he will carry koboko, flog people, like he did one time. But you know, he just look at every one of us, as Brabham said, he said some of us, we might be dollar, some people are penny, some people are silver. He look at every one of us in our category. I just look, well, he's still one of my own, just leave him. That's why Brabham said, you see them, don't get mad at them. You see people like that, and maybe the revelation is not there. Just as we said a few days ago, don't get angry with that brother. Don't get angry with that sister. The best you can do, pray for him. Because if God doesn't help him, you go meet him, he can fight you. I'm telling you something I don't see. He said, sister, this thing, now lie. Are you all right? Is it your business? Yeah, sister? May God have mercy upon us. God's word is calling us for a total separation. I don't want to do much with it today. Let's just talk. You go to your saloon, like we said, sister, and you open the chapter of your husband from A to Z. Sherry, it's a foolish man. I just tell you, a foolish woman to have married a foolish man. He doesn't provide for his house. It's an infidel. Who are you? When you are supposed to be on your knee praying for the man, you think it's an easy thing? He said, okay, you think it's also an easy thing to be a woman? May God help us all. But you go with unbelievers and you know, because they talk about their husband, you go talk about your husband too. It's a wrong thing to do.
Because when you stay there, you will see that's where they will talk about Damax. They talk about certain things that is happening. When the prophet said, that was what Mama Sarah one time, when the blessing of God was coming, if not for God's mercy, Abraham carried his chair and separated himself from unbelief. Familiar? Yeah. Sometimes you have to do like that. Papa said, God's blessing was around the corner, and Mama Sarah began to get what? Scratchy. He said, hey, in that, so that day, when God gave you the opportunity, choose. You go and give your nephew. I don't know. This is my husband. I don't know. Every time, message. It's messaging. Every time, use your sense. Who tell you is not using his sense? Abraham just carried his chair away from unbelief. Papa said that has always been the way. God separate light from darkness. Separate truth from lie. Because God cannot associate with lie. May God help us. And that's why they will hate you as a Christian. You are a Holy Ghost free man. You'll be hated. In your neighborhood, they say, ah, maybe we can't do this thing. Okay, now, it is the Muslim people having something. Hey, Pastor. Hey, my wife just have it. Lola. Pastor, I can't do that. Okay, they call it Savi. Are you dead? God have mercy. But because you want to please your neighbor, you also go. I'm not saying nothing bad about it. But because you want to please them. But are you the one fasting? I mean, they say, we don't kill, we ahead. It is the time we sacrifice our ram. We have killed, come and eat. And you see that there, before you know, they give you a bottle of wine. He said, ah, give more tea. Ah, okay, Pastor, a month. For months, discussion will start. Number one, that place, you know, is not a godly atmosphere. But they are, Cheverty Parker, Jesse. I say, ah, Emi Okengobo, ah, Pastor, it will never work. You will compromise if God doesn't help you. That's where they start. You put yourself in a tight fist. Separate. They cannot all not be your friend. They cannot all be your friend. One time I had a yoga. I will not lie. He wants me. My wife is there. He wants me. We go everywhere. We go, mommy. We go. One day. Because I was so young then, I just say, oh God, please, I'm not going to follow you again. What do you mean? So you want to revolt against your yoga? I said, I'm very sorry. I can't just go again. Not that I drink. But when we go there, I take more, they are taking something else. I've been looking, I see a lot of ungodly things going there. And I know I'm not supposed to be there. So I have to tell him, sir, I know they do it again, I beg. He said, if that is the way, when we get to office, all the little favor they were giving me, he cut it off. I said, thank you, I know what. Yes, because when you are in those kind of good, they will call you, oh yeah, Joseph, come, you are the finance. Wasan Kiniyi, Japase. You carry 2 million, you will pay for it. 2 million, that is not your money, you will pay for it. Ah, I got this now. Nothing. What are you saying? Your guy is sign, kidding you? I know sign. You think they will like you? They will not like you. But by and by, they will remember there was once a man that passed through this office. It's different from us. What if you take your parley with them? They say, ah, we have a pastor here. Oh, pastor here, no. Grammy Omar sign for what? You think they don't know? Or they don't say it? They say it in their groups. We have a pastor here. If I end time message, only on law. Like, I've had that thing, I think, when I was in Kano. He said, ah, that's your pastor. We know him now. May God help us. God's word is calling us for what? A total separation. You can't say you believe the message. And you are still behaving like the world. Like we said last week, you're a businessman. You buy this thing, 50 naira. You say, ah, I swear. Why do you need to swear? Let your name be nay. If they believe you, let them believe. If they don't believe, they don't need to believe. Every man is entitled to his opinion. If he wants to buy your market, he will buy. But you know you're wanting 50 naira. You can't lie. You can't swear. Say, nah, 100 naira. You don't have to do that as a Christian. You change your measure. You are not an unbeliever. They are the ones that do those things. Like I went to the market a few days ago with my wife. And I hate cheating in my life. You know, and the lady was trying to be smart. I said, come, madam, these two bowls, they are different. In a bag of rice, I know how many plates is inside. She began to argue, where everybody be, once offering. I said, you are all the same. I don't need to call them. I know what I'm saying. She was surprised. Ah, I said, oh, no, I don't need those things. When you're a Christian, you do those kind of things, you better quit. You see, because it's a group, we are an association, that's what we have agreed to do. If that thing is wrong, it's wrong. Because you want to please them, you displease God, may God have mercy upon us. Let's think on these things, brother, sister. Just as we said last week, God is looking for separators. But Brother Bam said the church and the world, they want what? Mixers. They want a pastor that will say, oh, it's okay to wear your perfume. It's okay, you know, to wear your social dress. You can wear your high issue. Nothing wrong with it. Not in this church, you know. As you wear it, some of us, if we try to say, let us go out before we call you, there is one here that will give you direct. You know that. Oh, yes. God's word is calling for separators. If we say we are a Christian, it should be noticeable. Amen. It should be a different mark. It's a Nazarite call. Just like as it was on Samson. That's how it is on us. It's distinct. They know that this man is different. They know this woman is different. May God help us. Let's bow our head. Think from these things. As a sheep of God, you cannot walk with goats, you know. If you walk with a goat, it will lead you to destruction. Just as Yoruba people, you know, have the adage that they say that a sheep that walk with a pig, you know, is going to eat feces. Let's think on these things. If we call ourselves a Christian, if we call ourselves believers, just as we are hearing from the sermon the associate pastor is taking, three kinds. We cannot be a friend with the world and a friend with God at the same time. You are either an enemy to God and a friend to the world, or you are an enemy to this world and a friend to Christ. Of course, if you want to become a friend to this world, people will like you very much. You will receive favor so much. But what about God? Do you think of it? But if you choose to be a friend with God, this present world that we live in, they will hate you. I tell you, my brother, I say it without reservation. They will hate you. Why? Because their works are evil. They are wicked people. But this is another charge to us. Of course, it's not a new sermon. We have had the times with our number. And just as we've had again in the morning service, all that this word of God is doing, it has a target, trying to separate the goat from the sheep. But remember, at that final day, there's going to be a separation also, where God is going to separate the goat from the sheep. And just as we always quote, heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. And the one that has promised us that, remember, he's gone there to prepare it, brother. And he's still that same one that is working on us. That's why he comes through the preaching of his word. Sometimes he comes in the way of admonition. Sometimes he comes rebuking us. Sometimes he comes chastising us. He has a purpose for doing all those things. It's so that you are a son of God, you're a daughter of God, you can be like him. Oh, every greenness, every contamination can leave you, can leave me, because you're a different breed. Why? All heads are bowed and all eyes are closed. Of course, the time is gone. We bring the service to a close. One songwriter said, joyful, joyful will the meeting be,
When from sin our hearts are pure and free. Of course, it's a promise and we are waiting that. So we shall gather on that day with our Savior in our eternal home. One of the signs I say, think once again, brother, sister, my friend, that is with us today. Heed now his blessed command and obey. Yena is asking that is tenderly say, will you, my children, come? Will you, my daughter, come? Will you, my son, come? Quit those associations. Quit those wrong groups. And be joined with me. Said, and I will receive you to myself. That is his promise. I will be a friend to you. You want to be remembered? While it's about, no eyes are closed. Just in your heart, say, God, help me. In this world that we live in, yes, we've got to walk, you know, sometimes we've got dealings with ungodly people, sinners. But help me to know where to put the boundary. Help me not to unequally yoke myself with unbelievers. Let me know where to put the mark, put the stop. Because your word, it has a requirement. Certain things, certain time. Sometimes some things they want me to do. I know it's ungodly. Lord, help me to know where to say yes. Help me to know when to say no. Is that your heart desire? Why? I hand over to the assistant pastor. God bless you, sir.
Shall we pray? Our gracious Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have had again to sit and to learn of you. Lord, your word is inexhaustible. It's always a fountain that can never be exhausted. Thank you for this portion that we have had again this afternoon, soup evening. Every time your word is spoken, it has a target, just as Isaiah prophesied, that as the rain come from heaven and the snow, and return not thither, but water the earth to make it to bring forth and brood, that might give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So that the word be that proceeded forth out of your mouth, to never return unto you void, but accomplish that which you please and prosper in the thing whereunto you have sent it. This world that has gone forth again has its target, its destination, which sometimes the preacher may not even know, but you know because it is your word. Gracious Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will follow every statement to the heart of the predestinated. May they accomplish his purpose in the name of Jesus Christ. Those that lift up their hands definitely have some requests behind those hands, perhaps beyond the details that even the preacher may give behind the altar call. But that Almighty God that is infinite and seeth every heart, and seeth every motive, and seeth every objective, say the thought of our hearts, we pray, Heavenly Father, that we check, Lord, the our desires of each one and the request behind them, that you'll be gracious and answer every request. Our desire and our aspiration for every one of us is to be like you. Grant it unto us, Heavenly Father. Lord, as many as you have given that divine call to in their heart, the grace to come to full obedience, may you give unto everyone. Lord, your prophet told us at one time Abraham obeyed partially, but a time came that he came to full obedience of separation when he finally separated from Lot. That was when you asked him to check the land north, east, south, west, that everything belongs to him. And your prophet said, if you do not heed the instruction of this separation, we will also not have access to all the blessings that you have ordained for us. Give us divine revelation. Give us the grace we have need of, Lord, to obey this is Father. May the will of the flesh not prevail in the life of any of us. May we find favor in your sight to surrender ourselves unto you, soul, spirit, and body. Walk upon us, dear Father, and as many as are desiring your spirit, Lord, may you feed them, dear God. Grant this is eternal Father. May you follow every heart home with the things we have had today, that we meditate over the same, we will ponder over it. Lord, may they, as we meditate, may they draw us closer to you. May they steer us up, O God, to further desperation and greater desire, Lord, to purge ourselves of every unbelief and doubt. Thank you, eternal Father. The little girl and the altar and her sister, may you grant unto them the desires of their heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Your servant, we have made use of this afternoon again. We ask that you replenish him for the virtue that has left him and later the on of his ministry. Every vessel you have used today, one way or the other, whether as officers, whether as teachers in the Sunday school or superintendent or Lord, song leaders or interpreters or people at the computer or engine or online or users of instruments, we pray you replenish everyone, including your children that took time to commit the services unto you. May you bless each one, Father. Thank you, righteous Father. The healings you have wrought, may they be permanent. The deliverances you have wrought, may they be permanent. Those that you have blessed with your spirit, may it grow unto its fullness. We pray, O God, that you take us day by day to higher heights, Father. This new week that we, by your grace, have witnessed its beginning, may you see us through, Lord. All the journeys inside the week, may they be prosperous. May you protect us from every evil. Lord, the all time of the Muslim holidays, be with students and workers that will be at home. May each one use their time wisely. Thank you, eternal Father. The services of this week, may they bring a greater blessing unto us. We are grateful and we are thankful unto you for hearing and granting our petitions. Thank you, King of Glory. As we dismiss to return back to our homes, we pray you will take us home safely. We ask, O Father, that you will, Lord, help us day by day to know the time we are living in. And Lord, to take the things of God serious. And Lord, to serve you with divine revelation. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you. We thank the Lord for bringing us to church today and the blessings that we have received. We trust that the Lord will water them in our hearts, that they will be permanent to the glory of his name. Sing an hymn as we dismiss. Shall we rise? 198 is coming soon. We welcome his return. Oh. know he is coming. The signs around in us are here. The signs. God bless you too.